Chapter 5, Listening. The art of conversation lies in listening. Malcolm Forbes. Malcolm Forbes, when he says this, the art of conversation lies in listening, it means that you have to be focused, alert, and attentive. You cannot truly listen to anyone and do anything else at the same time. M. Scott Peck has said this. This also means that as much as we say people multitask, as much as we say that people are listening and at the same time pursuing some other activity, for example, going through certain documents that are there on the desk, but at the same time your manager is listening to you. In reality, people do that. But sometimes I personally feel that how much of your concentration is going to be with the person who is actually talking while you are doing some work, wherein you're expected to listen. Right? So again, it depends on you if you're 100% listening and focused. And it also depends on you if you're actually alert, aware or not. Listening as an activity requires you to accurately listen. Listening as an activity requires you to accurately receive information when communicating with others. When I say accurately receiving information, it means you have to be in the present moment to be able to receive information. The following concepts will be covered in this topic. What is listening? What is the purpose of listening? Types of listening? Causes of poor listening? Listening styles and conclusion. So what is listening? It is the ability to accurately receive and interpret messages. It requires an individual to be alert and focused. We just discussed that. In other words, listening means being aware of the verbal and nonverbal messages. So when you communicate, your nonverbal communication also speaks a lot. If you suddenly frown when your subordinate is speaking to you, then that means that something is either bothering you. It could also mean that something that the subordinate has said well has not gone well to you. It also means that something that the subordinate has said, it has not really appealed to you. So that can be communicated through nonverbal messages. Listening is about how the information is expressed and conveyed by the sender. Listening improves mutual understanding and can also help in resolving conflicts. When I say listening improves mutual understanding, the moment a person is speaking, you let the person finish speaking, you let the person complete what he or she wants to say. Even if there's an argument, you let the person finish expressing his or her views. Definitely, that will help to let the situation calm down. That will help in resolving the conflicts because you are being patient enough to hear the person out, to listen to the person rather. There is a difference between listening and hearing, so we can't say hear the person out. So you are being patient enough, and that is what is most important. The ability to listen effectively depends to what extent an individual can perceive and understand the messages. Now, what I'm conveying to you versus what you are understanding versus what you're able to interpret through what I'm saying, all of that will help me decide whether you are an active listener. All of that will help me decide whether you're able to understand what I'm saying. But what is of prime importance here is that are you putting yourself 100% in the present moment to grasp and pick up to what is said? More attention is usually paid to making people better speakers or writers rather than on making them better listeners or readers. See, a lot of effort is always put that, okay, you should speak well, you should speak confidently, you should have the ability to communicate appropriately. But what about effort that should be put, whereby we need to let you understand that it is very important that you also stay silent when your mind is at ease? When you are in silence, you are actually listening. Also, a very active listener will be one who is very observant. Because when you actually are listening, it means you're calm, you're ready to take in information. Now, when you are calm and ready to take in information, what is important? That you're also observing. So, listening is a voluntary action which is of prime importance. What is the purpose of listening? Listening requires active participation by putting aside our personal biases, distractions, and assumptions. Listening is an important interpersonal skill and helps build a rapport. When I say that it is participation, now when can you participate wholeheartedly when someone is talking? When can you participate and listen to somebody? When your own thought processes, which may be positive or negative, but especially if it's negative, when it's obstructing the flow of information, when you are taking the information incomplete, when you are not really in the present moment and you're distracted, then your listening will not be complete. Distracted, your mind is in various directions, you're thinking of other things which may not really serve the purpose. When you assume or you make assumptions, then definitely whatever the speaker is putting forward, you will not be able to relate to that information. So then, instead of having a rapport, there will be miscommunication. See, miscommunication can happen due to a lot of reasons. But miscommunication generally can also be because of your inability to interpret and understand the opposite person. It can be due to lack of interpersonal skills. Active listening builds trust. Listening is about how the information is expressed and conveyed by the sender. Now, when I say active listening builds trust, the moment you take that interest in what the speaker is saying, it also means that you believe what the speaker is saying. It also means you are agreeing to what the speaker is saying. So it also helps you to build that trust in the speaker. And when we say listening is about how the information is expressed, is the information expressed in a manner which makes you feel that this is really worth listening to? So is the information serving the purpose? Is the information appropriate? Is the information really required? That depends on you as a receiver. But from the sender's point of view, does the listener really need this information? Will this information help him or her? That is important. See, the information that is put forward to you, it has to help you. Otherwise, what is the purpose? Right? Otherwise, it will not make any sense. So it has to be information that is helpful. Listening improves mutual understanding and can also help in resolving conflicts. Always remember, you may really want to argue, you may want to put forward your points, you may be really angry, irritated. But when it comes to resolving conflicts, hear the opposite person out. I read something very interesting. The moment you feel that you're having an argument with somebody and that argument becomes very unreasonable and it goes out of proportion, put yourself in the other person's place for some time. That means completely move out from your side. completely let your thoughts be on one side and only put yourself in the other person's place. When you completely let your thoughts be aside and then you listen, then you are listening with an absolutely non-judgmental mind. And that will encourage the speaker to communicate in an honest manner, and you as a listener will realize that you can be absolutely non-biased and genuine. Now we talk of types of listening. Active listening skills involves giving your full attention to the speaker and shows that you are engaged in the conversation and have a genuine interest to what is told to you. So active listening, as the word suggests, active. You're 100% there. You're 100% alert, aware. You are with the speaker. You may have your own views, but you are only thinking from the speaker's point of view. That means when you're listening, you are able to relate to that information. You are able to adapt to that information. Next is critical listening. It involves analyzing and evaluating what is told by the speaker. The listener will form an opinion as to whether he agrees or she agrees or disagrees. They often look for faults and have doubts regarding what the speaker says. When you are analyzing and evaluating what has been said, there are high chances that you may debate within. When I say you may debate within, you may not completely agree to what the speaker has said. You may have contrary views to what the speaker actually says. You may have contrary views to what the speaker may say. Now, this is possible because the moment I evaluate and analyze, then what happens? There are very high chances I may not agree to what you're saying. Right? So, this kind of listening is where a person can be judgmental. Informative listening. I want to collect, gather, analyze the data. I want to synthesize the data. When I collect, analyze, and synthesize the data, means I'm putting the data in a structured manner. So it requires complete attention on behalf of the listener. This is used to comprehend and retain information. Comprehend means understand. Right? So when something is informative, that means that information is helpful to you and it helps you understand. Empathetic listening, it involves understanding the emotions and feelings of the speaker. The role of empathetic listening is to be supportive, kind, and caring. When you talk of empathy, you're able to put yourself in the other person's shoes. When you're able to put yourself in the other person's shoes, then you have to understand that you will be able to relate to what they are feeling. Now, when you're able to relate to what they're feeling, that means somewhere you are being sensitive towards what they are actually saying. So you're listening, you're somewhere showing them through your facial expressions that you feel for them. So if someone says that they were jobless for 2 years, you actually show or have that kind of expression on your face where you express sympathy. Next is appreciative listening, is when the listener will appreciate the information given. The information given will meet the listener's goals. When will I appreciate the information given? Say if you've been told that you're doing amazing work, you have, you know, helped us increase profits, you have achieved our goals, you've surpassed that, we definitely will see to it that your appraisal will be looked into. So you kind of appreciate, right, what is told to you, correct? It also makes a speaker feel valued and understood by the listener without being judged. So you are appreciated by someone and you're not judged because you're appreciated in a positive way. Then that whole dynamics of what is communicated and what you hear changes. Thus, with active listening skills, a person can receive and interpret a message correctly. These skills are important part of effective communication. Now, when I say these skills are an important part of effective communication, listening governs communication. No matter how well you speak, but if you don't have the skill to listen when required, if you don't have the ability to pause when required, if you don't have the ability to let people understand that you're listening and whatever is conveyed is taken in, then you do not have appropriate communication skills, right? Because you have to let the opposite person feel and understand that you're able to listen and then think over what is told to you. While in reality, as per one study, managers in all organizations spend maximum time communicating, listening. While in reality, as per one study, managers in all organizations spend maximum time listening besides delegating tasks. When I say spend maximum time listening besides delegating tasks, it means that you may give instructions, you may delegate tasks, you may be authoritative, but at the same time, you are also being an active listener. The higher your position in the organization, the greater is your listening responsibility. Just imagine being seated opposite someone who's just listening to you. That will somewhere make you feel that this person has taken out time to really understand what I am putting forward. This person is probably thinking over what is said, and that will make you as a speaker feel that, okay, your information was really worth it, and you probably will also feel positive about yourself that you put forward worthy information. Visualization is a technique that can enhance listening. A picture is worth a thousand words. One way to visualize what you are being told. So if you are being told that, I will definitely look into this and understand why is it that you are having a lot of differences with your team members. Especially when you are saying that you agree with them, you listen to them, and you even are playing an important role to bring about that kind of cohesiveness in the group, then what is the issue? So somewhere you actually visualize that, okay, now things will get better. I can imagine myself being seated with one and all, and where we discuss and we come up with creative ideas, we are more focusing on now brainstorming and focusing on innovation for our next project. So you start visualizing that. Research says that when you actually visualize, of course, you need to put in effort. You need to put that kind of time, energy, effort, all of it to achieve a goal or goals. But at the same time, visualization is a technique which can help you to somewhere achieve and progress towards that goal. If visualization is more a chore is something boring, then a help, you may not be a visual person. So if you feel that visualization is boring, actually than a help, that means it is actually something which will help you to progress. But then if you feel that it is something boring, then you are not a person who believes in visualization. You know, like how you think something positive, but for that positive to happen, you also again have to condition your mind to move in that direction, be with your goals, all of it. So that same way, visualization If you are with that visualization, you don't consider that to be a chore, then you can move forward. Steps to listening as an activity. Effective listening, or science of listening, is knowing the difference between what is said, what you hear, and what is meant. So what is said, what you hear, and what is meant. How do you understand the meaning? Listening as a process is of great significance in all spheres of life. It impacts a professional as well as personal relationships and is also important to get our work done. So definitely, it is a long known fact that whether it's on the personal front or professional front, listening is of great importance. The first stage is receiving. So when you are saying something, you are giving me instructions, I am receiving those instructions. And hearing is an involuntary activity. Listening is a voluntary activity. Hearing can happen at a superficial level. Listening requires you to be attentive. But now when we talk of the steps of listening, it comes up in a different way. But when I'm receiving, I need to understand that I am taking in information. And when I'm taking in information, it means I'm absorbing the information, right? Then when you hear words, just pass through your ears. But when you listen, you are alert. Hearing is a passive driven process, whereas listening requires attention. So it is an active process. So you have to be ready to receive information to be an active listener. The second, so first, as we said, we receive information. It is an active process, right? The second step to listening, understanding. When I understand the information, I can interpret it. Rather than thinking what you're going to say next, try to think of what is being said from the point of view of the communicator. So, if you're talking of understanding, that means my level of understanding should be in a manner you are communicating. That means we both are on the same page. Think of yourself as the advocate, and your purpose is to help everyone understand what the speaker is trying to communicate. If the listener fails to interpret correctly the words heard, the message is misunderstood. So here, what do we need to look into is that the speaker will look into two points: what is said, how is it said, and how is it received. What is said? We are concerned because there seems to be a lot of losses as far as our business is concerned. So when this kind of a statement is put forward, how are others understanding it? What will the listener think? The listener will feel, my gosh, we're going into losses. What can be done? What can be the next best solution? What can we do so that we now turn these losses into profits? Can we change our marketing strategies? Can we look into how or what can be done so that our sales get higher? What is it that the competitors are doing? So when you listen, or when these thoughts come, it's only because you have been an active listener. So you need to interpret correctly. So what the speaker has said versus you being an active listener, you need to interpret correctly. This happens because of varying levels of knowledge. So how is my understanding different from yours? Because of the varying levels of knowledge, vocabulary, experience, attitude, culture, and background. Such failure occurs often because the listener has not paid the required attention towards the speaker's nonverbal communication through body language. Third step is evaluation. When I say evaluation, it requires appraising the message. First, sort and classify what you're actually listening to. What are the implications, the applications, benefits, or damage from the information? When I evaluate the information, is the information really required? It's like this, you know, saying the right thing at the right time to the right person. So is the information required? Is it information that is helpful or information that is not required? So you have plenty of time to draw a conclusion. Put your prejudices aside. Stifle any desire to respond emotionally. Do not get your emotions at all into picture. And the last step is response. Response is acting on the message. This response allows speaker to know whether the message was correctly delivered and whether the communication was successful or not. If your public speaking is reasonable, it'll be easy for the audience to be reasonable in listening to you.